words. I thought about their power as I refilled my coffee cup, walked back to my office, and returned to the computer. I logged off the CNN website and brought up the file I'd been working on the night before. I read the last paragraph I had written. "This story must be told. We live in a time of terrible crisis and tremendous opportunity. The story of this particular economic hitman is the story of how we got to where we are, and why we currently face crises that seem insurmountable. This story must be told, because only by understanding our past mistakes will we be able to take advantage of future opportunities. Most importantly, this story must be told because today, for the first time in history, one nation has the ability, the money, and the power to change all this. It is the nation where I was born, and the one I served as an EHM, the United States of America." This time, I would not stop. The coincidences of my life and the choices I had made around them had brought me to this point. I would move forward. I thought again of that other man, that lone rider galloping through the dark New England countryside, shouting out his warning. The silversmith knew that the words of Paine and Jefferson had preceded him, that people had read those words in their homes and discussed them in the taverns. Paine had pointed out the truth about the tyranny of the British Empire. Jefferson had proclaimed that our nation was dedicated to the principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And Revere, riding through the night, understood that men and women throughout the colonies had been empowered by those words. They would rise up and fight for a better world. Words. I made my decision to stop procrastinating, to finish, finally, what I had started so many times over all those years, to come clean, to confess, to write the words in this book.